Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Clippers podcast, brought to you by SeatGeek. I'm your host, DJ Foster. It's been a few days. Apologize for missing the last few podcasts. I came down with a cold, as you can tell, right in the middle of it. It's been a tough week for everyone. I'm sick. Clippers have dropped three straight on the road. My high school basketball team has lost their first two games. We're all struggling in this together. But the Clippers have a nice chance tonight to sort of put everything to bed. Play the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight in Cleveland, the defending champs. A win would go a long way to kind of salvage the road trip, to turn things around. For today's show, since I sound like this, and you probably have zero interest in listening to me rasp my way through this, smelly cat my way through this, we're going to play you a clip from the Locked On Cavaliers podcast. Great podcast with Chris Manning. He talked to Lucas Hahn, who is the editor of SB Nation blog Clips Nation. Very smart guy. Knows the Clippers very well. You should be reading him every day. But Lucas Hahn joined up with Chris Manning on the Locked On Cavaliers podcast to preview tonight's game between the Clippers and the Cavs. So I'm going to play you an excerpt from that. They talk a little bit about what happened in the previous matchups with Brooklyn, who's really struggling for the Clippers right now, and then they previewed one of the big matchups tonight, Chris Paul versus Kyrie Irving. So I'm going to play you an excerpt from that show. Again, this is the Locked On Cavaliers podcast, Chris Manning with guest Lucas Hahn. Enjoy.
Do you think as they play a team like the Cavs, a team like them that has, you know, several star players that is near the top of the league that, by all accounts, like, is it, you know, by everything we know right now, is a title contender? Do you think that, that this is a game that brings them back into the peak form that we saw?
I hope so. But I don't think, just from a philosophical perspective, I don't think it's a switch that you can flip. I think that they'll try harder in this game than they've tried lately because, like you said, it's a game that you get up for. And you have the reason you have letdown games against Indiana without Paul George is because it can be hard to get up for that kind of game. And this, obviously, if you can't get up to play against the defending champions, then when are you going to get up? But I worry that even with the energy there, the sharpness won't be there. You know, to really come together and beat, unless Cleveland plays awfully too, the Clippers are going to need to be sharp and focused to win a tough game against another championship contender like this. Where maybe against Brooklyn, you could have gotten away with just being focused, even if you weren't playing great. Mm-hmm. You really need to be focused and playing great against the Cavaliers. I think they can get the focus, but I'm not sure that you can just conjure up sharp, precise offense and defensive rotations when you haven't been doing it for the last week.
Yeah, that's certainly fair. Let's look at some of this position by position or matchup by matchup, because there are so many really interesting matchups in this game, and I think the fun place to start is Kyrie Irving versus Chris Paul. I mean, this is two elite point guards, two guys that are very good at their craft in different ways. I would say CP3 is definitely like ahead of Kyrie in terms of if you're going player versus player, but how good has CP3 been this year? Like, you look at the stats, he's been great. I know they've struggled of late, but he's just been so good, and maybe the best he's been in some ways. I mean, how good do you think CP3's been this year?
Well, I think the Clippers this year have gone as Chris Paul has gone. So when they were great at the beginning of the year, it was probably the best that he's ever played it as a Clipper. It was, you know, the how people make the point God joke.
Yeah.
He was point God night in and night out. He was like this kind of transcendent basketball figure. He just controlled the games. It was amazing. And then in these last three games, he's been almost the most disinterested person of the bunch. And he's played awfully in these last three games. He was outplayed by Ish Smith and then Rodney Stuckey and then Sean Kilpatrick in back-to-back-to-back games. That's not something you should be saying about Chris Paul ever. So it...
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, it's really bad when... You know, it's just frankly that's what's happened in the last three games, and I'm a huge Chris Paul fan and supporter from what he's done for the team in the last 5 years, but it's just frankness to say that he got outplayed by those three guys in these three games, and that's troubling for the Clippers, because if he's going to get outplayed, you know, the Clippers have a lot of weaknesses. Chris Paul is maybe their biggest strength. Mm-hmm. If Chris Paul is going to get outplayed by Sean Kilpatrick, it's hard to make up those points elsewhere in the lineup if you're losing that point guard matchup. So that's something I would watch, at least in this game, is to see how much does Chris Paul produce versus what Kyrie Irving produces. Because if Kyrie Irving wins this matchup, I don't know if the Clippers can really hang in this game, because I don't know where else against really most teams, not just the Cavaliers, where else do the Clippers win games if they're not winning games, or at least holding steady at the point guard position? You know, against Brooklyn, you know, to keep going back to this last game, Brook Lopez and Sean Kilpatrick outscored DeAndre Jordan and Chris Paul by 17 points. The rest of the guys on the Clippers probably aren't outscoring the rest of the guys on any other team by 17.
Right.
So you need the Clippers really need the guys at the top to step up in a way that they haven't done recently.
If you want to hear more from Chris Manning and Lucas Hahn, you can download the Locked On Cavaliers podcast, their Clippers Cavs preview. Good stuff from them. Before we get to another clip here that's not me, I need to tell you about our sponsor, SeatGeek. The NBA season is back, and SeatGeek is the smartest and easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being at the game for the biggest plays of the year. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the seats you want for a great value. SeatGeek has the best deals on every ticket in the house, wherever you want to sit, whether that's courtside, club seats, or upper level. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone. It's the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I could be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats for any game upcoming this season. The coolest thing about SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket, because SeatGeek does all the work for you. They price compare, they search multiple ticket sites to get you the best deal. Prices can vary depending on where you shop for tickets, but with SeatGeek, you'll always find the lowest available price. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. And best of all, if you haven't done this yet, please, my listeners, you get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. If you're looking to go to a Clippers game coming up soon, not every game is going to be on the road, I promise. This 6-game road trip is almost done. They're heading back home soon. If you want to go to a game and save $20, here's all you got to do. Download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab and click add a promo code. Enter the promo code LOCLIPPERS, that's LOCLIPPERS, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LOCLIPPERS today. Alright, next clip is from the Locked On NBA podcast with David Locke. He sat down with USA Today's Sam Amick and talked a little Clippers. Some interesting stuff, mainly on Doc Rivers and what this year, why it could be different from last year, and the motivations behind the Clippers' hot start. Some really interesting stuff here. Again, this is the Locked On NBA podcast with David Locke, sitting down with USA Today's Sam Amick. Enjoy.
You've got a couple layers here. You got free agency this coming summer, so these guys are all smart guys, and they know that Blake and Chris Paul both can be free agents and that J.J. Redick is unrestricted. So they know the clock is ticking. They know that Doc Rivers has made a choice at several different points to not break up the core. They know that people don't expect much out of them. The Warriors, for the most part, seem to have put them in the rearview mirror, and the respect is not what it used to be. So they kind of know, in Blake's words, and this is something he actually included on the when he apologized for what happened last season on a Players Tribune article that he wrote, he had said that there was a certain power in getting into F it mode. And that's, I think, where a lot of them are right now. They got nothing to lose, and they look really good. But I kind of alluded to it before. The depth, I mean, that's all narratives and storylines and life stuff. Basketball-wise, X's and O's, adding guys like Raymond Felton and Brandon Bass doing some nice things and Austin Rivers helping and Jamal Crawford re-signing and getting most space, which has been really nice. That depth has changed things, not only just offensively with that second unit, but defensively they've been really good. And you're just seeing, it's a sound team. It's a team that they can grind it out, you know, the best defense in the league right now, and they're playing well. We just got to see if they can keep it up.
I'm stunned their defense in the second unit has been good, because when I saw them, they looked like five statues, but early in the year, but they've changed that. So I asked Doc a year ago, we played them early in the season or preseason, and I asked Doc at that point, is there a moment in time where a group of players has had too many collective negative experiences? This was before Blake punches anyone out. And right. But it was the Rockets loss and the other playoff series loss and the DeAndre Jordan leaving them divorce and then coming back. And he gave me an answer about how, well, we changed up our roster and so it won't be. And I just don't think it was true. I think that was what happened to them last year. I think they just had a bad mojo. This year I asked him, why would it be different? Say almost to the year, to the date, to the question. And his answer was, because last year these guys feel as though they didn't get to dictate their own terms. Right. Their season ended because of injuries, and they want to dictate their own terms. Now, that sounds good, and it's been hunky-dory, but I got to suspect that it's still very fragile.
It might be, but, you know, and maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, but it felt very real, and I had a lot of exposure to it. I went down to L.A., full disclosure, mainly because I wanted to write about Luke Walton and the Lakers, but being in L.A., I did some Clippers stuff, and so got a taste of what was going on then, and that was last week, so I guess 2 weeks ago at this point. So then they roll through, and as you know, I'm still based near Sacramento, and they roll through Sacramento, and I get to talk to him. And I think what Doc says about them wanting to dictate their own terms, I mean, I did hear a lot about that. I mean, you got Blake and Chris, who both were in very good places last year in the playoffs when they got hurt. Chris was playing some of the best ball of his career. In fact, I had done a sit-down interview with Chris at that time and was ready to kind of try to capture how good he had been and where he was trying to take them. And then he got hurt, and that interview never saw the light of day. And then with Blake, you talk about a frustrating year. A lot of it self-inflicted, obviously, because of the fight. But you got the quad injury that even before that happened just wouldn't go away, and he thought he was going to get back, and it kept kind of, you know, holding him back. Then you got to get over the broken hand. And then in the playoffs, as he's not even 100% trying to find his way, he's back on the shelf with the same quad injury. So they do feel like this combination of self-inflicted wounds and bad basketball mojo and the gods being against them has put them in a place now, again, where it's kind of, I mean, it feels like potentially the end of the road. It feels like the effort thing. Like, what? Why not just try to get the most out of this group in this moment in time and see what we can do? If we have injuries again, stuff we can't control, then that just is what it is. But they're good right now, and, you know, they got to keep their tenants all the way through the season, though. I mean, they had a game against Sacramento the other night where the defense disappeared, and so, you know, people are so skeptical of the Clippers and, like, show me in April and May, and that's fair. But right now, I mean, I think they're the best team in the league.
If fellow podcaster J.J. Redick, I just like to say that.
Yes.
If he puts on his performance he put on last year, then they're great. I mean, he's the key of the whole thing. Because his efficiency is just through the roof. I have my own offensive analyticals way I judge players. He was top six in the league last year.
Wow.
I mean, if he puts on what he did last year, then they are just truly great.
And with that, we'll wrap up today's show. Thank you guys for listening. Apologies for this whole thing that's happening with me. Thanks again for listening to the Locked On Clippers podcast. If you have questions or comments for the show, you can shoot me a tweet, I guess. Shoot me a tweet. Is that a thing? At Fox Sports Foster on Twitter. Email fosterdj3@gmail.com. We will be back tonight recapping the Clippers-Cavs games. Big one. Big one for the Clippers for a lot of different reasons. We'll discuss that game more tonight. And then Friday, we will be back to cover the Clippers-Pelicans game in New Orleans. Got a little road back-to-back on Friday. So we'll have two podcasts coming your way. Thanks again for listening to the Locked On Clippers podcast. Enjoy your day.